You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. For those of you planning to travel for this Labor Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding you to please put safety first and pack some patience. Most road construction will pause over the weekend to open as many lanes as possible. However, some projects may impact your travel. You can check the statewide list on WisconsinDOT.gov. And please remember, if you are traveling, to buckle up and keep the phone down, follow speed limits, and move over or slow down for emergency vehicles stopped on the shoulder. And always be sure to check 511 Wisconsin for real-time travel conditions, alerts, weather, and more. Sunday, August 31st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's Pancakes in the Park over at Copper Falls State Park. They invite you to come on down to the historic pavilion, where you can enjoy made-from-scratch pancakes served with locally made maple syrup, bacon, fresh fruit, and more. This is sponsored by the Friends of Copper Falls State Park, and an annual pass or daily use fee is required to enter the park. This event is outdoors, but sheltered seating is available in the pavilion. Once again, it's taking place Sunday, August 31st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at the Historic Pavilion at Copper Falls State Park. Wisconsin child care providers have started getting their new benefits from the state, and they say it's a lifeline. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
The Child Care Bridge Program began this month. It replaced Child Care Counts, the federally funded initiative that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers, but it expired at the end of June. Advocates had said if providers suddenly lost that money they had been getting for years, the industry would be pushed further into crisis. Already, costs are high, wages are low, wait lists are long, and profit margins are slim. On average, in Wisconsin, infant daycare costs more than tuition at UW-Madison. In one survey, a quarter of Wisconsin child care providers said without that extra funding from child care counts, they would probably close entirely. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature came up with a deal to create this bridge program. Providers have now gotten their first payments. They're getting about 87% of what they did under child care counts.
Folks, our workforce and economy can't afford more parents leaving their jobs because they can't afford child care. In 2025, the year of the kid, ensuring we do what's best for Wisconsin kids and the folks and families who raise them is as important as ever.
Evers' office says this month, more than 3,000 child care providers got a total of $8.7 million. That means 126,000 kids across Wisconsin are benefiting from that extra money. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
If you have a student who's going to be taking the bus, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to teach them the SAFE acronym. S, stay at least 5 giant steps away from the curb. A, always wait until the bus comes to a stop and the door opens before approaching. F, face forward after finding a seat to avoid distracting the bus driver. And E, exit the bus and look left, right, and left again for vehicles, and follow the instructions of bus drivers before crossing the road. Make sure the bus driver can see you by staying at least 10 feet in front of the bus. Remember, school buses do have blind spots, and if you drop something near the bus, alert the driver instead of retrieving it. And also, don't forget to arrive at the bus stop at least 5 minutes early. You can find more tips at WisconsinDOT.gov. Friday, August 29th, from 8 p.m. to midnight, it's the Glidden Street Dance. This is a fundraiser for the Glidden Ambulance / Fire Department, and will feature raffles, food, and beverages, beginning at 4 p.m., with dancing following from 8 p.m. to midnight. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's also going to be easy listening music by David Carras, followed by Third Level beginning at 8. Once again, this is taking place Friday, August 29th, from 8 p.m. to midnight, over at Grand Street in Glidden. Varicose veins affect millions of Americans, especially women. Aspire's Health is raising awareness of the condition because if ignored, varicose veins can lead to significant complications. Melissa Kay has more.
The condition happens when the valves in the veins break down. This allows blood to pool in the legs, causing veins to stretch.
Because as the veins start to dilate and stretch, that adds pressure to the lower extremities. That pressure can lead to swelling, and over a period of time, that can lead to thinning of the leg, which can lead to ulcerations to occur and breakdown changes to the leg.
That's Dr. Joshua Pogorelick. He's a general surgeon with Aspirus Health. He says genetics and family history are the main contributors to varicose veins. However, prolonged standing and pregnancy also increase the risk of development, especially in women. The first symptom people notice is swelling in their legs. This can then progress to numbness or tingling. There may even be a change in color in the legs or odd sensations.
They can even notice signs and symptoms that are very similar to restless leg syndrome, where their legs move around quite a bit.
There are simple treatment options, including wearing compression stockings, elevating the legs, and avoiding prolonged standing. For more advanced cases, Dr. Pogorelick says minimally invasive procedures may be necessary.
Some surgical treatment options include sclerotherapy, where we'd inject a solution into the veins to try to make them smaller. Other more invasive procedures would include vein ablation or suture ligation.
For people who work on their feet all day, the preventative steps of wearing compression stockings and elevating your feet at night can help relieve pressure and reduce risk. Health officials encourage anyone, especially those with a family history of varicose veins, experiencing leg discomfort or changes in your leg skin, to consult with your provider. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for Game 3 of their four-game series. The crew with another dramatic win, 9-8, last night over Arizona. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed the intent on any game, you know, these last 2 or 3, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a 3-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the 8th Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift? Or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothée Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. I just put a bunch of weight on, Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with a slight chance of an isolated late afternoon thunderstorm. Our high in the low to mid 70s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high right around 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.